The Seder of Parshios is very interesting. Seder of Parshios. Parshas Yisro talks about Maimed Har Sinai, Kabbalas HaTorah. And then the very end says V'cholam Romas Hakolos Hasalapidim, describes the entire experience of Maimon Har Sinai. V'yomer Hashem al Moshe, Kosomer al Bnei Yisrael, very end. Atam Yisem Ki Min Hashemayim Dibarti Imachem. Lo sasun iti, lo hei chesef, lo hei zohov, lo sasun lochem. It's a very difficult pasuk. Lo sasun iti. Says Rashi, lo sasun dmus shmoshai em shamshim lufonai bamorom. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave tremendous powers to different forces of nature. And we're not allowed to make any representation of those forces of nature or worship those forces of nature. O sasuniti, elohei chesev, elohei zohov, lo sasun lochem. Or our reserves of Kesef and Zov should not make with them. Then there's a flip side. Mizbach Adomo Ta'asili. I don't want you even to make the Mizbeach on which you're going to be makriv the Karbonos out of gold and silver. Mizbech Adomo Ta'asuli. Vezovachtu Olof, Esolosecho Veshlomecho Esonch Vesbukarech. You're going to bring Karbonos and make sure that there's a Mizbech of Adomo or Mizbech Avonim Ta'asuli of stones. People have a tendency to worship objects. And these objects represent all sorts of things. Yoren Chulin, the end of the second parak, talks about worshiping a mountain. Talks about two types of worship of a mountain. One type of worship, who the hishtachva lahar, hishtachva lagoda dahar. That there's certain people who are very primitive. They worship the mountain itself. They worship the sun itself. Certain people came a little more sophisticated. They worshipped the power that is behind the sun. Power that's behind the moon, the power that's behind the mountain. And even when it comes to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some people lose sight and they worship the objects that somehow are connected and are valuable with Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzma. So when the Pasuk is talking about two extremes, what is the Pasuk talking about? The Pasuk is talking about the powers of nature. Any physical, any power, any representation of any thing, and it mentions, and even if it's gold and silver. And gold and silver mizbeach is not going to be allowed because a person is going to attach importance and significance to the physical object that's used for Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it's a difference. There's a mizbeach hazav. That's for Ketores. That's not for the standard Karbonos. So that's not in the outside where the Hamonam came. There's a Shulchan of Zohov, there's a Menorah of Zohov, there's a Mizbech HaKetores of Zohov. That's inside. It's not the, that's for the Avodas HaKohanim, not for the Avodas HaTzibur. But when people bring their Karbonos, the Zavach Dolov, when you're going to bring your Karbonos, when Hamonam bring their Karbonos, make sure there's no gold and silver. People get distracted in worshiping even the objects and attaching significance and chshivas even to the objects that are used for Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol hamokom asher azki v'shemi ovo eilecho uverachticha. Pesach is telling us something else. And that is, yes, we have Makom HaMikdosh. But the Makom HaMikdosh, something that's easily confused. People think something unique about different places. B'chol mokom asher azkir shemi, says Rashi. It's a very difficult pasuk. It should be tazkir shemi. So, no, it's not wherever you mention a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. Rashi says, etein l'cho rishus l'hazkir shemi. I will give you permission. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, never lose focus. But this place is choshev and that place is choshev. The place is choshev because I gave you permission to worship me in this place. Today we have a lot of confusion. We have a kosel. Kosel Maravi. Kosel Maravi is Kadosh to the degree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashre Hishchina in that place. But too many people lose focus and lose sight of the Cheshivas of a Mokum Kadosh. The Mokum Kadosh Etein L'Chavishus. It's Hechetimtze and only Hechetimtze of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch. So when a person says, I gotta go to the Kaisel, I gotta go to the Kaisel. I have to go to the Kaisel. Why? Because I can connect better to HaKadosh Baruch, or I think there's something intrinsically valuable in the Kaisel. And there's nothing intrinsically valuable in anything except certain very specific things that we, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has informed us are ways of connecting to Him. They're valuable to the degree it becomes a chetimtza of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's certain things that are distractions. If the Mizbach Hazov, if the Mizbach, Mizbeach, in the outside, where everyone came to bring their korbanos, was Kesev and Zov, the Pesach says you get distracted. You begin valuing the Mizbeach itself, be impressed with the Mizbeach. Mizbach Adomo Ta'aseli. In Mizbach Avonim? Let me say something else, we'll see when that's in Gozis. Why not? Rashi says, Because metal, iron, is used for Ritzicha, and Ritzicha is the stira tashra sashchina. Losala b'malo samizbechi. Something else arise. At this point, when we're talking about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we have to focus and understand different aspects of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't get distracted. They're very powerful things in this world. Sun, the moon, the weather, all the natural forces. And people can get so distracted by it, they forget these are nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tools in this world. People in the spoil of science. There's not a difference between being the spoil of science today and Avodah Zarah. Just a different way of understanding the power of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted into nature. But it is nothing but a tool for the ongoing Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. People are impressed with money, kesef and zohar. The power of money. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? The power of money is a distraction from connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, who is this human being who has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This human being who has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a gufan and a neshama. What is Ritzicha? What's the aveir of Ritzicha? Shofech dam ha'odom ba'odom domo yishofech. Why? Ki v'tselem Elokim also es ha'odom. When you get angry at someone, you want to kill him. Do you see him as a carrier of Tselem Elokim? Or the very idea of Ritzicha is a denial that that person has a neshama who's a chelik alukamimah. And if you forget for a second that the person that you're dealing with is a tzelem elokim, is a chelik alukamimah, you're also now concentrating you yourself, and not just a goof. You are a chelik alukamimah. You have a neshama that's a chelik alukamimah. Arias. The chumra of Arias. Arias, we know, goes hand in hand with Kedusha. Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Kedusha. Go from the Arias of Achrimos to Kedusha. Why? Aveir of Arias says, don't view in the relationship between man and woman, forget that person is only a goof. The goof may be very attractive, but another person is a chelikul kamimal. It's a neshama. It's a denial of who and what a human being is in the neshama. Very often I find it very interesting. There are the animal rights people. If you take a look at some of the major leaders of the animal rights people, it's nothing but certain actresses who are the lowest of the low of the low, whose metzias of their success in life was denying anything of tznius, kedusha v'tahara. Why? Very simple. When they led their lives, they thought the human being is nothing but a behemoth. And they looked at themselves as nothing but a behemoth. They so identified with being a behemoth, so they felt tremendous kinship with animals. They're worrying about animals this and animals that and animals this. Who or what is a human being? It's a rayis, it's a tzicha. All these things confuse a person. Maimon Har Sinai says, Porcha Nishmosa. So Rambam explains, what does it mean, Porcha Nishmosa? We were raised to the highest level of Nevuah that anyone other than Moshe Rabbeinu ever achieved. And that is, Moshe Rabbeinu, the highest level of Nevuah, was a human being who could relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally independently of his guf. We were one darga underneath. And then the Pasuk says in Avodos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you just experienced the highest degree of a neshama other than Moshe Rabbeinu connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you calm down and you begin regular life, be careful not to get distracted by all the forces with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses these as nothing but a tool. And just as a carpenter has a hammer, nothing special about the hammer. The carpenter uses the hammer to bang and to do things. But it's just a tool in the hands of the carpenter. So too, the laws of nature are nothing but tools in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he decides he wants to put down the hammer and use a screwdriver, just he's using different tools. So too, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to use these laws of nature, I'll do a different law of nature. So all he did is he put down the hammer, used a screwdriver, put down the screwdriver, used a saw, or some other tool. And that's when people get totally overwhelmed and impressed by powers of nature and everything in nature. Impressed by Kesef and Zohar. Impressed when and they as human beings lose the idea and understanding that you're nothing but. And you begin to think you're nothing but a goof. They forget they're in a shama. And that's how we finish off Maimon Har Sinai. And then Maimon Har Sinai continues at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Well, Moshe Omar, Eli Hashem, Ata Aaron, Azov, Adi, Rishivim, and Zikneser, Vishtachvisim, Erochog, whole story. And then right in the middle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Ve'ele Mishpatim. We begin with all of Dinei Mominus. All the Yisodos of Baba Kam, Baba Matziah, Baba Basra are right here. Parshas Mishpatim. Ve'ele mishpatim. Ki sikne eved ivri shilshonim yavor. Va'shviyas yeitze l'chov shichino. Yin dinei mominus. All of dinei mominus. The most difficult thing that it is to be meshabit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your money. It's very hard. Money in people's lives becomes an end, not a means. It's their power, it's their identity. Very interesting thing. First parsha of Kriyat Shema, V'yoav Teis Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha v'chol nafsha v'chol modecha. V'chol levavecha v'shnei yitzrecha. V'chol nafshecha v'ilu notel es nafshecha. V'chol modecha v'chol memoncha. Second parsha of Kriyat Shema, b'chol levavechem v'chol nafshechem. So what's the difference between the first parsha of Kriyat Shema and the second parsha of Kriyat Shema? Rashi quotes the Sifri, once to the Yochid, once to the Rabbim. That a Rabbim can be misgaber on the Taivas HaMomen, be willing to sacrifice their money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah doesn't even demand that. It says each Yochid, speak to you as a Yochid. It's a very big Nesoyin. And the first thing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, what does he talk about? Eile mishpotem asher tatzim lefneihem. After they crossed Kriyas Yamsuf, what did he give them? Shom som chokim mishpot v'shom nisohu. Dinim. Moshe was being done them in dinim ominous. The shibur of one's money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first part of Kabbalah HaTorah. And it's interesting, of all the Dinei Mominus, what's the first one of the Dinei Mominus the Torah mentions? Avdus. Migisho Adonov V'Ladelas. And Varotza Ozno Adono Ves Ozno Bar Matzeya Vavodo Lolom. It is why we're in Kedushin. Omer of Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ozen Zos Shishoma Al Har Sinai Osignov. And he went and he stole. Ozen Jushi Shomal Har Sinai, Kilibin Israel Avodim, Lolach Vokono Odon Laatzma. Why the Mezuzah? Shana Delas the Mezuzah Mikol Kenisha Babai, Soma Kodesh Boru, Delas the Mezuzah, Eidim in Mitzrayim, Shapasachti Alamashko, Fashtea Mezuzos. Yomarti ki libne shel avodim avodai lo avodim lo avodim. Says this person is a thief. The idea of taking somebody else's money is the first, it's in Aseres HaDibros, Lo Signov. The Onish fruit is here. But the first thing we talk about is stealing. Someone who stole. Does a person believe that his parnosa comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Just finished talking about money. Person who understands Hashgacha Pratis as Parnosa comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu understands that the idea of stealing, the idea of being Meshabed your moment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that ultimately it's His. We don't belong to other human beings. We belong to Him. You as an Eved have no money. But you as an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu also don't have any money. It all belongs to Him. When you steal, you deny that we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our money belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be Meshabed our money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to Meshabed every aspect of ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't be Meshabed to another boss of Adam. That's how we begin. The first halachas. After the Torah told us at the end of Parshas Yisro, not to get distracted by all those things that distract people from connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the powers of the world and the forces in the world and Zohov and Kesef, the objectification of human beings as involved in Ritzich and Arayas. Torah says, okay, now we'll give you the halachas to talk about when a person forgets and all the reminders the Torah wants to give him to remember that the essence of Yiddishkeit is they were avodim. But more than that, we just left Mitzrayim. One of the strangest things in the whole Parsha Shmos Va'era Bo B'Shalach is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paro and didn't say, listen, it's not fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like that his people are slaves. No. He wants them free, and he's going to beat you up until you make them free. He didn't say that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them up in Nisim Nisim. He could have just picked them up and said, that's enough. He gave a message. They're leaving to serve me to become my avodim. And that's the Tanai. We only left Mitzrayim to exchange avdus of Paro for avdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avdus is the nature of the human condition. And we choose what we are avodim of. Avdus of Paro. We can meshabed ourselves to avodah zarah. Meshabed ourselves to money. We can meshabed ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ozenzu, this ear. What did this ear hear? What does the mezuzah witness? This mezuzah witnessed that we told Paro we're leaving to exchange your avdus for avdus HaKadosh Baruch. And then the person wants to become an eved to another boss of a dom. It may be very comfortable. Ahavtis ishti. I have a woman who's not completely Jewish, so then isn't that wonderful? It's a wonderful circumstance. He takes care of me, but I'm a shubit to him. No. A Jew is an independent human being exercising his own bechira chofshes to meshabbing himself to HaKadosh Baruch. That is the first halacha that we set down. Emer Ivri, Om Ivriyo. Next, Makish Vameis Mosimus. So, denial of Etzelem Elokim. But there's another thing. Vasher lo tzodo melukim ino aliyodo. So Rashi says, it's a Gemara. What's the story? Kim ino aliyodo. Kamei kosu medab. B'nei Adam Echot Harag B'Shogeg. There was a Rotzach B'Shogeg and a Rotzach B'Mezid. There are no Edim. Kadosh Baruch Hu sets up a situation that this one goes to Golos and this one gets killed. V'ashalot Zoda V'lokim Ino L'Yodo tells me another important Yisod. You think you're running the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world. You think you got away with murder? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world. You don't get away with murder in Shogeg. You don't get away with murder in Mezid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world. V'chiyazit ish areyehu lohargo bo armo. So this is how the Torah begins. Me'im misvechiti kuchen lomos. You're Rotzeach. But you decide you're so busy with Avodas HaKadosh Baruch. No. HaKadosh Baruch is not interested in your Avodah. There's nothing. There are certain averus that are so serious but tzicha is very, very serious. Why? It's a total denial of the value of a human being. Shofech dam ba'odom domo yishofech ki v'tselem elokim osos ha'odom. When you kill a person, you're saying you have no independent value. You have value only to the degree it's useful to me. Right now, you're more useful to me dead than alive. You have no value. It's denial of Tzelem Elokim, what gives human beings life's value. And once you do that, your life has no value. And all the other frumkeit in the world, all the other avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have no value. We live in a world, it's a very strange world. There's no crime today that Orthodox Jews don't do, including with tzicha. A week or two ago, there was a Ritzicha, an Orthodox Jewish Ritzicha. A few years ago, there was another Orthodox Jewish, she was a doctor who arranged someone to kill her husband. She happened to warn a shetel too. Orthodox Jews are chushing everything today. Why? Because we've forgotten the basic message what Yiddishkeit is. Avodai heim. We're meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch. And when the Torah begins, right in the middle of Maamar Har Sinai, between Nasa and Nasa and Nishma, we're told all sorts of halachas, mostly about Dinei Mominus. Why? The biggest nesayim we have in Meshabit, ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is money. And the reason is we forget this pasuk. You don't get away with anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running this world down to the finest detail. And it's a diktu kadin, down to the finest detail. And when you think you get away with it, you don't get away. And there's another yesod here. If you go through the Chiruvin Anoshim, it's Chavolo, Chamishadvarim, then all sorts of Tenei Mazik and the like. Bor, Shor, Eish, Adam HaMazik. If you view money, this money is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me to serve Him. And your money is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. You understand the Inyan of Ritzicha. If you understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running this world, and my money is a gift from Him to be used in His service, because all we are avodim, and ultimately it all belongs to Him. You don't want to take somebody else's money. But when you think kol cheviot sin yodi, then the more money I get my hands on, the smarter I am, the more powerful I am, and the like. It's nothing to do with honesty or halacha. Depends how you look at money. Someone asked me at the very end, Friday night, what I think is the biggest nesayin of our door. I said, money. Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Klal Yisrael with a tremendous amount of money. The Orthodox Jewish community, B'chol Anfeihem, is very wealthy. Very wealthy. But, there's an important but here. It's what's destroying us. The idea that money is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it belongs to him, and he gave it to us to use in his service. And our biggest chiyuv is to meshabed our money to him. Use it the way he said we have. Get it the way he says. Use it the way he said. It's the biggest sign. And that big sign. It's something that people just don't get. I never saw a serious Talmid Chacham not being medakdek on his momenes at a pruta acharon. Remember once, I was talking with the Rebbe Zichron Levracha, and he... used to travel and fly back and forth between Boston and New York. It cost him a lot of money to do that. That time, it was Northeast Airlines was the airline that did it. In a certain shtick, the people found out how to basically go back and forth for $2-3 a flight, each direction. And even when money wasn't the same, it was very, very cheap. For him, it made a major saving of money. So once he asked me, could you explain to me what they're doing? So it was a whole stick, and I explained to him the whole thing. And he's thinking and thinking and thinking. He says, I don't understand it. So I thought maybe his mind wasn't attuned to all these complicated drays. And then I explained to him again. He shakes his head. I don't understand. But I explain it again. He says, no. The Drey I understand. He says, according to Rashi, it's also for this reason. According to the Rambam, it's also for this reason. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he went a whole Shita Mekubetzes there. He says, and I can't think of one reason according to which it's mutter. So how do they do it? Once with the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and someone came to him, the whole thing, a whole business plan he had. He wanted Shlomo Zalman's. He sort of zoomed in, you think, give him the whole thing, and Shlomo Zalman said, fine. And so Shlomo Zalman looked at him and says, Chashteinisht, I don't understand. It's doch Sheker. It's awesome. Remember once, a certain businessman from the United States wanted, he made a massive amount of money. And he came to Eretz Yisrael. He knew I was very close with various Gedolei Talmidei Chachamim. So he asked me to take him into Shlomo Zalman for a bracha. He was a man who was giving 20% of all of his money to tzedakah. So I took them to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and with whom I was very close. And I explained, he was waiting there, the fellow didn't, only stood English, not a word of Ivrit, not a word of Yiddish. So I explained to him, he's a very successful businessman, and he gives 20% of his money to tzedakah, and he wants the Rosh Hashiva to give him a bracha. So Shlomo Zalman turned to me and says, it's an honest business and not an honest business. I said, he tells me it's honest. I don't know. I'm not inside the books. I don't see whether it's honest. He tells me it's honest. Do I know? I can't take a cry. It's an honest business. Zalman thinks and turns to him and tells him, if your business is honest, Mitzvah Hashem, you'll be very successful. Okay. As we're walking out the door, he says, take me to Bnei Brak, I was here. Shach. I said, fine. We get in the car, drive to Bnei Brak, knock on the door, it's also close to Rav Shach. Sit down with Rav Shach, and I explain to him the same thing. It's a man, he's been very successful in business. And he wants a brocha, he should be successful in his business. He's a big bald stalker, gives 20% of his money to the stalker. So, not to be outdone, Rav Shach learns, looks at me and says, is it honest business? And I repeat, I said, listen, I'm not inside the books. I don't know exactly. He tells me it's an honest business. So Rav Shach looks at him and tells him, if your business is honest, you should be matzliach. Okay. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The first thing the man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, puts on us immediately after Matan Torah is Meshabed our money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these are the rules. It's an assignment. Tremendous insight. That's, and the Gemara says, Rov begezel, umid barayas. Most people nichshol in gezel. Umid barayas, a small amount in a rayas. It's an assayin, but it's the first thing. When the Gemara talks about what happens, when you go to the Olam Emes, the Gemara says the first question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask you someday, Nososo Nosato Be'emuna. Exactly the question Shlomo Zalman or Rav Shach asked us. Is it honest? HaKadosh Baruch Hu neither Shlomo Zalman nor Rav Shach asked me, oh, he gives 20% to tzedakah. Fantastic. Let's give him a bracha. They'll make even more money. No. No one who deeply believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have any shayches with anything that's not 100% honest. And the biggest nesoyin in general, and especially in our door, that there's money all over the place, is to mashab, to accept the fact that the money you have is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, given to you for a purpose, and your neighbor's money is also a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, given to you for a purpose. Close, there's an unbelievable Ibn Ezra in Yisra. On the Aseres Hadibris. The last of the Aseres Hadibris was Lo Sachmod. And then there's also Lo Sesave and Veschane. In English, do not covet. Do not desire that which belongs to your friend. So, Ibn Ezra asks a very, very simple question. Of course, you can tell a person don't steal. You can tell a person don't murder. You can tell a person a lot of things not to do. But not to desire what is, how am I in control of myself that I shouldn't desire what my friend has? How does a person get, how can control that? It's an irrational emotion, maybe. I'm not under my control. It's Ibn Ezra's kash. Ibn Ezra gives a very powerful answer. Ibn Ezra says, just imagine you have a king who has a beautiful daughter. So all the noblemen are wondering, oh, maybe someday I'll marry the king's beautiful daughter. But what about the most lowly slave takes care of the horses for the king. Does he dream someday he'll marry the king? It's so out of his league, so remote from him. He doesn't dream about marrying the king's daughter, he says. Person has to work on himself to get to a matzav that somebody else's money is just as remote from you as the king's daughter is to the lowly slave who takes care of the horses. Osachman says, you can get to a matzav that if you accept and understand the money I have is mine, given to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for mine to serve him. And the money my neighbor has is given to him as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for him to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not thinking about somebody else's money. The biggest nesoyin of our door is accepting that we are meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our money is meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we have is our money is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be used in his service. And that's the reason he gave it to us. Because we're his avodim. An eved has nothing independent of an odin. Mashikona eved, kona odin. It all belongs to the odin. If an odin gives you something, your odin gives you shoes because he wants you to use those shoes to be a good eved. And those shoes aren't yours. If he gives you pants, he gives you pants because he wants you to be good eved, and to be good eved, you need pants. But those aren't your pants. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us money. But we're his avodim. Right at the beginning, this is the first thing we're told. You stole. You don't understand what it means that you're an eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only don't you understand that, you went and made yourself an eved to another human being. Just don't get the message. And that's the first set of halachas that we learn after Maimon Har Sinai. That's the biggest nesoyin always, and especially in our door, when the avodah zarah we have is the avodah zarah of money.